All right, as we promised you, my great friend Mike McAfee from visitbloomington.com is joining us. I'll remind you, the Reds are on the radio tonight. What a comeback. They were down 8-3 last night after a Freddie Freeman grand slam for the Dodgers, but a couple of walks, a hit by a pitch, and Matt McClain singles to the warning track with the bases loaded to break an 8-8 tie. The Reds winners of two in a row. Ellie De La Cruz made his debut, had a double, had a walk, had two of the hardest hit balls of the season from the Reds. The 21-year-old's going to be something. A crowd of 22,000 last night in full throat behind the Kings of the Ohio. They look for the series win. Tommy Thrall will tell you all about it. Nobody called up today. Well, I'll have to check Reds.com before we get to it. Pre-game at 6:40, first pitch at 6:10. I'll give you pitchers and the batting lineup as the afternoon moves on. We have a big lineup for you this weekend. It starts this afternoon over in Ellettsville. 4:30 is Food Truck Wednesday. We got a million things to get to this week and in the coming days of June, and who better to do it with than my great friend Mike McAfee. What's happening, my man? How are you?
Hi, Glass. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm exhausted, and we're only about 12 minutes into the show, so that means we've got a busy day today. And I thank you for joining us, because your crew at Visit Bloomington, and I go to visitbloomington.com as much as anybody else, because you have all the things happening and your partnership with the city and downtown Bloomington and all the things going on. You got to have a great staff to keep all this organized.
Yeah, all throughout the county, anybody in the county, hey, that's a great segue. You know, if you're out there and you're involved in an event that visitors might be interested in, or anybody in the community where it's something to go and have fun and enjoy, you can log on to visitbloomington.com, and there's a place where you can submit your event to us, and we'll put it on the calendar if it makes any sense whatsoever. So, yeah, it is a great place. Tons of people from the community as well as all over the world, really, log on there on a daily basis. It's one of the most visited websites pages on our website, and tons of info on there, and it's great for events. So glad we're able to help people out.
I was moaning that my knowledge of Grand Falloon is not very good, so I turned to you guys, the experts,
right,
and let me know. Starts today on a Wednesday, which is a little different. You know, Thursday, okay, got it, but Wednesday, and then we run all the way through Sunday. If you've got 5 days of stuff going on, this is bigger than I realize.
Right. It's it's the IU Arts and Humanities Council and here on campus, and Kurt Vonnegut, the great Hoosier author and artist from Indianapolis, his philosophy and I've read a lot about it. He's written 14 novels, Cat's Cradle, Slaughterhouse Five, a couple of them that I've looked at before. His sense of it was about community. And he was really into community, but at the same time, kind of keeping that sense of individualism and individual ideas. And he was a great celebrator of art and things like that. So that's a kind of a Hoosier thought way of looking at it. So I think that's where the tie-in is. And it's a great festival. And like you said, it's arts and music and film and authors, and it starts today and runs through Sunday. And there's a bunch of films and different talks and live music and that type of stuff going on all through it. Kind of highlighted by Saturday. I was loving listening to you do the weather for Saturday and saying the rain is going to hold off until Sunday, because that's a big deal when we've got the Flaming Lips and Arrested Development headlining on Kirkwood Avenue for you and me and a few thousand of our best friends, right?
Well, and the best part of that is, what's the price of having the Flaming Lips Arrested Development on the property there?
Absolutely free, Glass.
Wow.
Free to attend that. And lots of stuff going on down, a handmade market's going on out there on the street on Kirkwood during the day, and that's great to attend. There's a showcase with Girls Rock Bloomington from these young kids that have gone through Girls Rock Bloomington and doing a showcase, things like that. That's going on Saturday. So just all kinds of cool stuff. But really excited about the concerts and handmade market and all the great food out on Kirkwood that we can get.
Now, this is you talking about Kirkwood. So we're going to close Kirkwood coming up this weekend. Do I have that right?
Right. It'll be right there. The stage is right there in front of the graduate in that area. So So head, you know, and those areas are closed anyway for dining mostly. So that area will be too.
Gotcha. So folks, just know if you're downtown, the main stage, it looks like, if I have my I don't have, they couldn't make the print smaller. It looks like the main stage is going to be facing east on Washington, the intersection there, and facing towards the sample gates, and that's where the big first block of all kinds of fun's going to be. So that's between Washington and Lincoln Street, and then the Handmade Market's between Lincoln and Grant and continues on down the block there. So you're not going to be able to get through there. Most people understand that. The side streets, you would think you'd be able to go east and west. You're not. You're just going to have to miss it this weekend. You know what you do? Just park and walk over to it and have fun, and don't worry about driving through there. There's going to be vendors. There's going to be food trucks. There's going to be music. There's going to be all kinds of booths and everything else going on for three blocks. All right, let's party.
That's right. That's exactly right, Glass. Just take your time and expect to walk a little bit and park and enjoy it. It's going to be awesome.
Noisy. We like it. People, we like it. And the weather we have for Saturday is fantastic. Yeah. I guess this started yesterday. It says here the 6th. There must have been some kind of presentation yesterday. But if you want to learn more, yeah, just go to grandfaloon.indiana.edu, and you can see what is all of that. And it says here, what the heck is a Grand Falloon? Well, I don't know. I'll have to read about that at some point to get caught
up. Well, it is, again, it goes back to his sense of community and individualism and belonging to groups. And how he feels about that. So it's kind of a Grand Falloon to him. But hey, you know what we also have going on tomorrow? Tomorrow, as you
What's
know,
tomorrow? Thursday, Strawberries. That's right. Jeff Baldwin Strawberry. And those do-gooders are at it.
You betcha. That's at Switchyard Park from 11 to 8. And, you know, I suggest you get there early if you want some, because I know there's always a good crowd for that, and they can sometimes run out. So we ordered some, as our organization did, so we got that delivered a while ago, and we tasted it. It was pretty darn good.
Yeah, they don't play around with that. That's homemade shortcake. That's the auxiliary of the Boys and Girls Clubs and all that. I remember you and I both remember that. Used to be 11 to 2 on the Courthouse Square. Oops, got too big. Let's go ahead and move it into Switchyard Park. So if you're wondering why you don't see it downtown, if you're old school and maybe aren't paying attention, get to Switchyard, walk down the trail, whatever it takes you to get down there. There's plenty of room to park on the east side and the west side, and get in and support such a great cause. There's shade, there's plenty of room, but tomorrow, buddy, 79 and sunshine, I don't know what's going to be better than that. Perfect, perfect weather.
It's going to be lovely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, strawberries, you know, those are the most, those are like the most healthy fruit there is.
To mix with ice cream.
Antioxidants, all that stuff. That's right.
That are blueberries. That's exactly,
I think there's,
exactly
yeah.
right. Well, we're not healthy on this program. Jordan Davis will help me with that in about 10 minutes. We'll make sure we get all the good stuff. He's getting healthier, though, so
Jordan.
Good for him. He's getting healthier. That's good. He's on his diet. But he went on vacation, so I'm interested to see if he's still
I'm wondering about it, too. I'd been hearing about this, and I thought the same thing. Now, how's that working on the diet? So I'll look forward to hearing how he's doing. But, food truck. He's going to talk about food trucks. Right.
And they're very busy. And he'll give us the full lineup, the bands, the music, everything else that goes with it. But this Thursday, you mentioned, is busy at Switchyard Park. So is next Thursday. It's one of three huge concerts. This series is brand new this summer. It has the same price tag as the Grand Falloon concerts. Well, this is great.
Yeah, absolutely free. We're doing three of these in partnership with the Bloomington Parks and Recreation Department and down at the Switchyard Park. And the first one is Thursday, June 15th, with really one of the best drummers on the planet, Micaiah McCraven, who was born in Paris and now makes his home in Chicago. And he had one of the best jazz records in 2022, and he's here playing. There's a big buzz about him. He's on his way to play at Bonnaroo over the weekend, and he's stopping here and playing Thursday night. Him and his band, actually his saxophone player is named Greg Ward, is he's a jazz professor in the Jacobs School, so it worked out really well. We're really, really excited to have him. It's going to be awesome. Funk Almighty, local great funk group, Funk Almighty opens up. That's this Thursday. It's absolutely free parking. There's parking at the park. We also have overflow parking on Rogers in one of the lots there in case we need it, so we're going to make it easy for everybody. But again, all that is free, and then of course there'll be food trucks where you can buy food, or there's a beer garden if you want to purchase beverages, that type of stuff. But again, we want to get that park activated for our community to use and have bigger concerts like this. We're doing another one in July, Shannon and the Clams, Say She and Abby Jean. That's on Thursday, July 20th. I'll talk more about that with you in the coming weeks. We have a huge one coming up in August, August 24th, right before Pride weekend, is Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway. She just won a Grammy Award. So, again, that'll be a big, big show on that Thursday night. But we're looking forward to this Thursday with Micaiah McCraven, and it's always great. These shows on Thursday lead right into Food Truck Friday and the shows that continue on down there. I'm calling it the summer of music.
I like
it. There's just so much great music going on in Bloomington. There always has been, and it's been a great music town for a long time. But
more.
I feel
more.
Like we're up in our game of telling people about it. And I've been reading about students. There are fewer students in town this summer due to IU's able to offer more classes online. So they're potentially living at home or maybe living somewhere where they have a job. And they're feeling a little bit of the economic crunch of that. And so I'm saying, what do we do to keep those students here? And we offer free concerts and different things like that for them to enjoy. Maybe that'll motivate some to stay in the future.
Or they can come back for the weekend. You can stay home, but you can come back for the weekend. You don't have to be gone the entire part of it. Mike McAfee is our guest. VisitBloomington.com is the hub of activity. Big one this weekend, the Bloomington Garden Club's annual Summer Garden Walk goes on Saturday and Sunday. So check all the boxes that go on. Now, there's a million things. We're never going to hit all of them, but that's a fun one. You'll see the signs all around town.
Yeah, very popular. Those are great. That's amazing. Some of those gardens are amazing. I love seeing those.
And then the people, there'll be at Hilltop Gardens and around, and just a personal people's own gardens, not all businesses or schools or whatever else. So that's exciting. Did I see returning to the square in downtown Bloomington would be, it used to be the kickoff to the big summer festival. Is that back this year? What are we calling that?
Arts Fair on the Square.
Thank you.
Arts Fair on the Square.
Yeah. I've only lived here for 30-something years, Mike. I can't keep them all straight.
It's okay. It's coming back on June 24th.
Okay, so I'll talk to you before that too, which is good.
Yeah, but that's fantastic. We're looking forward to that. The group from the Waldron is involved in making that happen. Yeah, let's talk more about that the next time. We're excited about that.
And Limestone. Limestone's very important here. Last weekend we did it with comedy, and this week we have the Limestone Symposium.
Yeah, June is Limestone Month, and as always, it's a celebration of that industry that's been a part of shaping the whole area here, and there's lots of activities going on with the symposium out in the Elsville area with that, and carvings and demonstrations and things like that. So
more fun for everybody. Yeah, we're trying to check all the boxes here, but we try. VisitBloomington.com does. And you can find stuff. You know what? If you've lived here as long as I have or as Mike has, you're going to learn something every time you get on there because it's impossible to keep up with everything. And that's what we're trying to do is make sure that you're aware of all the great things happening here in Bloomington. And there's nothing better than Grand Falloon. Again, that started last night and it's going to run all through the weekend. Do I need any kind of tickets for Grand? This is all free, right?
Yeah, it's all free. I mean, there are upgrades, so there's an area, right in front of the stage for the Flaming Lips if you wanted to buy a ticket. I think they're calling it the pit. But otherwise, you don't have to do that, and you can attend it and see just fine. I did it last year there, without a ticket for the area, so it's great.
Yep, get in there, wander around. And as Yogi Berra once said, 90% of life is showing up. So just do that.
Exactly.
Then find out.
We do. We need people to show up. We need people to show up and use these great facilities that we have and keep them activated so that we can keep investing in them and bring in, bigger and better shows, that type of stuff.
What was the review from the comedy festival? Great as always?
Hey, big thumbs up. Yeah, great as always. I salute those guys, Matt and Jared. That was year number 10, and on Thursday and Friday, I was out and popped into two rooms and they were both completely full. And I went to the show at the Buskirk on Saturday, and it was upstairs and downstairs were completely full, and it was fantastic. And I've communicated with Matt a little bit since then, and they had another great year. You know, again, salute them. 10 years of creating a festival from scratch, and it's rolling. So
awesome. And without you guys helping to tell that story, they wouldn't be as successful as they are. So keep up the great work at visitbloomington.com, and we will get caught up with you on the summer solstice in 2 weeks, my man.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Thank you, Glass.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate your time and the insight. Mike McAfee, visitbloomington.com. That's where all of your information is. And again, just because you're a local doesn't mean you think, well, visit, I live here. Well, you'll learn something too.